T-Mobile.
Can 4 VWA, can 4 RJN, where are you mobile into?
Big city of downtown metropolis of Inman.
What's up?
Same old stuff, different day, just smells worse. Gotta go over and do a little bit of banking. Some in, a lot out. I'm paying for a wedding.
Taking out the second mortgage on your house yet?
Have to do with a few without a few frills if it comes to that.
You paid for one of these before? I really thought that what I should have done for my second daughter's wedding was just take $10,000 in cash and put it in a briefcase and put her and her intended down, sit down at the kitchen table and just dump it and say, here, you can have this or you can have a wedding.
Yeah, but you know what? Hey, 10 grand today won't even come close to cutting it, bud. She'd feel like she was being shortchanged.
Gonna do it because it would be cheaper, but that much cash sitting on the table, it might have been tempting, I don't know.
By the time it's all said and done, and I'm still 3 months out, got a few things I gotta cover. I'm already into this thing for 9 grand.
Yeah, and that's only the down payment.
I tend to pay for things up front. Matter of fact, the $6,000 venue, I got $2,000 off on it for paying a year in advance.
Better hope that love lasts, then.
I gently encourage the venue owner not to go bankrupt like that one down in Spartanburg did. Somebody in a venue down there skipped out with about $60,000. Those people are just stuck.
Saw that. It's like, wow. How can people get away with that?
They do it every day, Bo. I'm telling you what, it's just unbelievable. Some of the shysters and shenanigans that can be perpetrated upon the public.
Yeah, it's empty.
And you know what's really amazing? The public lets them do it to them. I tell you, there's some gullible people out there.
You pay in advance and your venue goes, you know, belly up and everybody skips town. There's not a whole lot you can do unless you can find them.
I pulled a little slick one on this guy. He wanted me to make the checkout to his venue corporate name. Well, I put his name and the corporate name on there, which makes him personally responsible. He didn't catch that. So if he does go belly up, I've also got his Social Security number. I can track him down.
Is whether or not you can get him brought back from, you know, Mexico or Venezuela or wherever he runs off to.
Oh, that's not the question. If he did that, I wouldn't expect to get my money back. But I got some friends and family back in the mountains of Kentucky in coal country. He'd never enjoy what he got away with, I can assure you.
Video's about yelling at me. Hang on. I've listened to it. Otherwise, how are things there, brother?
And frog hair. I went to the doctor the other day, and they did a checkup on me, and everything turned out just peachy keen, and I asked them for a prescription for me to be able to get supplies for my CPAP machine. They informed me that unless I had had a sleep study within the past 5 years, they couldn't do that. Well, I've only had one sleep study. That was 16 years ago, and I still got my original machine. So they said, well, go over and get a sleep study. Make sure your numbers are right for the pressure. And you qualify for a new machine every 5 years. So I'm going to get a new machine. and they said that my pressure number moved up from a 12 to a 17, which is a good thing. They're going to get me a new machine that's properly calibrated. So I had to do the sleep study last night, and I tell you what, I think I got about, feels like I got about 2 hours sleep the whole night.
Yeah, I had a little issue with snoring here a few years back, and they tried to do a sleep study on me and put that silly mask on and made so much noise I couldn't get any sleep. I said, you guys can keep it. I don't care if it cures cancer. I'll figure out something else.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, John, my snoring was really not the health issue. With the snoring, I have sleep apnea. You know what that is?
And, after they did the thing and I took some allergy medicine, and mine was so bad it was waking me up at night, and I took some allergy medicine and a couple of other things, and that pretty much took care of it, and I haven't had a problem since.
Well, then, that's good. But, yeah, my apnea was pretty severe. I was stopping breathing for more than 20 seconds about 4 or 5 times an hour.
Yeah, that doesn't sound particularly healthy, breathing being somewhat important.
What? So anyhow, well, I've got an Inman cop behind me, and he's kind of giving me the funny eye. I guess he thinks I'm talking on my cell phone. According to the ARRL, did you know that we are exempt from cell phone regulations and cell phone laws, that we can talk using our microphone while driving, no matter what the regulations or laws?
Yeah, but that Inman cop might not know that. If I were you, I'd, shut up for a little while and just drive.
And drive.
And there went the neighborhood. Well, what's going on, KB4CBA, David?
Poly World is getting ready to happen for me. And, I tell you, can't win for losing. I worked on my disposal, one of the blades was loose, and come to find out, they were, like, riveted on there. They had these humongous rivets, and, so I had to use my grinder to get them off, and I put a screw and a bolt on it, but anyway, so, put it all back together, and now the dang thing's leaking, so I just said, forget it.
Ton of fun, son. Well, listen, I've destinated here at, major national bank in Inman, and I gotta go in and do some, massive money changing around. Believe that, I got a Bridge and Greer I want to sell you. Y'all take it easy, 73s. I'll be back on here in about, 15 minutes or so. Behave, David.
73s, KB4CBA.
KN, KB4CBA, KN4VWBA, clear.
That was going to work out with that disposal, David, when I heard you talking about it earlier.
It just has these two blades in it, and, but it's like a giant, a rivet. It's the only thing I know to call it. I mean, it's about almost as big around as a dime on both sides, and I don't know how. I guess they press them on with the press. That's the only thing I can figure out. I got my die grinder and cut one side down until I could get a punch to punch it out. And then I just put a screw in there, and it fixed that problem. But then I put it back together. It's got a giant O-ring on it, and it's either leaking there or somewhere, and it's like 15 years old, so I guess we're getting a new one.
I don't exactly want those blades to come off while that thing's spinning. That would create some kind of havoc, but yeah, it sounds like it's time for a new one.
It's loose enough, and the hole for the blade is elongated, so the blade would swing up against the side of the that particular blade. It was loose, would swing up against the side of the disposal, and just it, I mean, it made it sound like it was just coming apart. It sounded awful, but it wasn't any big deal. But you know, so I went in there and fixed it. I've never worked on one, but I figured, what the heck, you know?
The if it's already broken, taking it apart ain't gonna make it any worse, I suppose.
I learned something in the process, and of course, nobody had. I wanted just to get that whole plate. It's a flat plate, and it has a rectangular hole that fits the shaft, and then the two blades. You can buy it that way, but everybody had to order it, and I had it torn apart in the sink. Under the sink, I wasn't about to let my wife come home and see that mess.
So, what's she gonna come home and see now?
Birkin disposal that has a slight intermittent drip, and I've got a tall pitcher, plastic pitcher under it, and to catch water, and I guess I'll be going out and buying a new one and installing it either tomorrow or Saturday. I've got a new garage door opener to put up tomorrow, and I've got a door lock actuator to put on tomorrow, so I'll have plenty to do.
Get yourself a hobby.
Tennis tonight, dadgummit, so at least I'll have a little bit of fun. Well, let me run Wally World here and see what kind of trouble I can get into. No, I'll be back in a few minutes. KB4CBA.
Keep the priorities straight. KN4RJ, and I'm clear.